14 people died in western Cambodia when their homemade tractor ran over an anti-tank mine left over from the country's civil war. The incident occurred last night in the Battambang province, 250 kilometers northwest of the capital, Phnom Penh. An estimated 4 to 6 million landmines and other unexploded ordnance from more than three decades of armed conflict continue to mine or kill Cambodians each year. Sister Denise Coughlin works for Jesuit Refugee Services in Cambodia and also is a founding member of the Cambodia Campaign to Ban Landmines. She told Charles Collins this tragedy shows much work remains to be done to stop these deadly weapons from killing civilians.
They call it a tractor, but it's really the poor people's vehicle for getting around the farms and the fields. So it's what's called a koyun in Cambodian. And people went out in the morning to tend their rice fields and to work with their chili plants. And in the evening, they were coming back, and the vehicle ran over an anti-tank mine, and the people were just blown up. It was very difficult to identify some of the bodies. But we do know that one six-month-old baby and one six-year-old boy were in the ones killed, nine women, and then the rest were men. And there is still one person injured in the emergency hospital in Battambang, and the Jesuit Refugee Service and the Catholic Church of Battambang have been to both places to see what we can do about it.
Now, how big a problem is this in Cambodia? How many mines are there, and does this kind of thing happen often?
Well, this is a horrific accident, and just at the time when we were hoping that the accidents and casualties were going round, I've been doing the landmine monitor for years. And in 2000, when we first started in 1996, we had about 6,000 casualties a year. Last year, we had in 2009, we had a small number. But 2010, we're going to have a much bigger number again, an increasing number. So that's the first point. The second point is that we don't talk about the number of mines in the country, but the areas where mines still abound. And basically, the major part of the areas where the mines are on what is called the K5 belt, which is on the border between Thailand and Cambodia. There are still many, many mines there. But Phnom is not on the K5 belt. It's in an area in Battambang where there were many skirmishes between the rebel factions of the Cambodian armies, and this accident has happened today. It was marked as having a problem with mines, and CMAC had declared that it was clearing this area in 2011, but sadly this accident happened beforehand.
Now, you talk about where these areas are, where the mines are. Can you give us a kind of impression of what goes on? Are these agricultural areas? Are these transport areas? Is it roads? Where are the mines? And when you talk about where the areas are, why is it a huge problem?
Well, some of the areas are on the border with Thailand. And some of these are wooded areas or forested areas, but some are also where people are now seeking for land, because they've been evicted by the big developers who come from China and South Korea and other places looking to make development projects on the land that the people had in other parts. And they're forced to flee because they're evicted from their land, and they go searching for a place to stay in these mined areas. The mines still left in the prefecture of Battambang, in Battambang and in Praver here and Dantian and Che, where people really need the land to farm. Because poverty is the main reason why people go onto land that's really not safe. But the people have been using this road for a long time, so it was most strange that it happened that particular day.